Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark
with Kay Warheit.
Today is day 2 in studying Mark 7, and we'll look at verses 9 to 13. Yesterday's focus from the first 8 verses of Mark 7 was about Jesus' response to the Pharisees who condemned his disciples for not ceremoniously washing their hands before eating. Jesus quoted from Isaiah 29:11, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Washing hands before eating after being around Gentiles or even non-observant Jews was one of the 613 man-made oral Jewish laws, rules, or traditions. Oswald Chambers said it this way, "We confuse our judgment of others as our righteousness and not our own reality." In other words, our own sin takes place when we set up rules and judge others for anything that's different from our own tradition or personal relationship with God. These man-made traditions become boundary markers, a phrase that comes from the British scholar James D.G. Dunn, who wrote, I quote, "Boundary markers are highly visible, relatively superficial practices that serve to distinguish people inside a group from those outside." Today, we could say that displaying bumper stickers, flags, protesting, or even wearing t-shirts are modern-day boundary markers separating people into social, political, spiritual, or even emotional groups. But in Mark 7, 9-13, we find another rabbinic, man-made boundary marker. It says, "And he," Jesus said to them, the Pharisees and teachers of the law, "you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is Corban,' which is a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do so many things like that." A loose translation of Jesus' words to the Pharisees and teachers of the law might be, "Way to go. You rearrange God's commandment of honoring your father and mother by telling your parents, 'I can't help you because I gave what money I have to help you as a gift to God instead.' You replace God's law with man-made tradition. In other words, it looks better if others see me giving offerings to God rather than obeying the commandment to honor and care for my parents." The Pharisees and teachers of the law set boundary markers that would set them apart from not just other religions, but from anybody that they were meant to teach God's law. Their focus was about behavior, not about loving God first and above all else. Jesus' opposition to their traditions and hearts had to be shocking. I grew up with a lot of boundary markers. No movies, no dancing, no drinking, no smoking, and no card playing, which translated to me, if you want to follow Jesus, you can't have any fun. As an adult, I came to understand that there are R-rated movies that I can't unsee and are harmful to me personally. And all the other boundary markers don't make me holy when I observe them. But I finally realized God's grace for me, and I wanted to follow His will, not out of duty, but out of love for Him. A boundary focus is not about loving God. It's about living in one of two narrative identities that were identified in a Christianity Today article. There's moral performance identity, which means I obey, therefore I'm accepted. The grace narrative identity is I am accepted by God through Christ, therefore I obey. In other words, if I obey the first commandment and love God and seek His will first, I will want to do His will for me, which means that I'll go to Him in tithing, offerings, taking care of my parents or family, and even in determining which movies to watch or any choice I make for my life. The boundaries for a person's faith are to be centered personally with God, starting with the Ten Commandments. They're not for us to set boundaries, rules for others, or to judge them in their relationship or their walk with God. This is what Jesus was talking about when he was telling or condemning the Jews for their man-made laws. Let us finish by praying Psalm 139, 23, 24. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.